Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
It was a slog, but gee, Geelong were good. And how exciting for you, Troy West, a.k.a. Catman from the Geelong Cheer Squad. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Libby. How are you, darling?
I'm very good, but not as happy as I reckon you must be.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy, and you've had to see us jumping up and down screaming last night, and I've got a bit of a sore throat today. But, yeah, we're very excited, but then it all just... we're very excited, and then we just fell in a hole. We all of us collectively said, oh, but we can't be there. And so everyone's actually really shattered but happy. So it's very bittersweet. So it's a weird feeling.
I can imagine it would be. So you didn't go up. You didn't do the whole Howard Springs quarantine.
No, I didn't do it. Well, I shouldn't say, but I just didn't expect to be in grand finals. You think you're going to, you know, do well, and then, yes, shoot me. I'm not loyal.
That's not so much that. It's funny. I've had some conversations with people very close to the Geelong Football Club, and honestly, they just reckon that maybe you've come good at the right end of the season.
Yeah, well, I think that loss to Port, they really made them, shook them up, and that's happened to us before in the past, and they've just taken up to another gear. And then last night, I thought, oh, second quarter, they're going to run over us. I get really despondent and get very down. And they just went to another gear, and like, next one I look, and it's like 40 points. I'm like, oh my God, we're actually quite a threat here. But it's this hollow feeling. It's hard to explain, probably not hard to explain, but harder for people that aren't into footy to understand that, like, the whole week, the grand final week is so exciting, and it's lots of media for me and stuff, but that's not going to happen. Well,
I think it's happening. It's
starting already.
It's started already, baby.
And then there's a grand final parade, and then getting ready with your friends. It's a whole community, and it's just something really missing, and it's actually horrible we can't be there to cheer it on. But anyway, it's COVID Cup, so we'll do our best from home.
The COVID Cup. Tell me, did you get dressed up last night?
It.
Have you been getting
yes,
dressed
I
up?
Yes, I did, yep.
So could you describe your costume that you wear when you go to the footy, just so everybody gets a picture of who you are?
Well, I have several costumes, but it stems from my old nightclub days, and I'm sure you can appreciate Libby being probably my same age bracket in the 50s. If I'm being presumptuous, I'm sorry. But
there is nothing wrong with being fabulous and in your 50s, baby. We're redefining it.
Absolutely. So I actually from the Boy George era. So I incorporated the Boy Georgie kind of thing with the thin jacket. That's how it all started. And I took that from the nightclub to the football and didn't go down well with a lot of people. But, you know, I've created this little persona thing, and it brings me lots and lots of joy and lots of hate as well. But that's what they do. People like they hate me really well. But my friends who love me, they... yeah, they're great, yeah. So it's joyous, you know, it's a lot of joy.
You know,
so it takes me 3 hours to get ready, so.
This is what I wanted to just focus on, the joy. And if there's anyone else who wants to spread the joy from Geelong this morning, because quite frankly, for me, as much as I loved being on the Tiger train to help them get there, they're a little bit Hawthorn for me. Like, they're just a bit Hawthorn, don't you think, this year? Or I'm going to get paddywhack on my drumstick from my BFF.
Well, I'm going to Geelong this week, and we're going to do our picnic near the ground, and we're going to take our flags and pretend we're at the game. So we're going to be dressed up. We're all down at the ground. So
you'll do your social distancing and all of that?
Yes, all that. Unfortunately, hopefully Dan relaxes a bit, and we can have more than 10 people. But if have to have two groups of 10, we'll work around that.
Now, I also wanted to ask you about the banner. Like, who's going to make the banner for the COVID Cup up in Brisbane?
I actually don't. I don't know. I don't know what going on. It's in disarray. It used to be, obviously, our cheer squad made it and up they went. But I don't know if there even will be a banner, to be perfectly honest. I've heard nothing.
Oh, we need to put together a care banner. We need to get someone from Brisbane.
Yeah.
So are you saying there's going to be no official cheer squad from Geelong to represent the team? So we're going to have to get, you know, friends and family. We're going to have to get people in Brisbane to come and support Geelong.
Yeah, well, we can't because we're the disease Victorians, and they don't want us there. So I don't know anyone who's quarantined, and I know a lot of fans. So every fan I know who's going, they're all ringing around asking us for do we know anyone in Queensland who doesn't want their tickets because they've cancelled our Victorian membership, so we can't use them interstate.
Oh.
So everyone's messaging me asking me, do I know anyone in Queensland who's going? So who's not going, sorry, they have a membership. So it's all this chaos. So I don't know anyone from the cheer squad, no, because I don't know anyone who's quarantined. So,
and you didn't expect
might be
to
one
get
or two.
There.
There's certainly no official cheer squad going that I'm aware of.
You just didn't expect it. Otherwise, you would have gone to Darwin.
We would have gone to Darwin. Yes, would have been dancing in the quarantine area.
You better stock up on the makeup. I'm sure there'll be some photo shoots.
And say.